Hello everyone and welcome to a new sexual review. Today's product is the new 3-in-1 thrusting and suction vibration male masturbation cup toy from Sohemi. So this is a really cool toy. It's very cheap and it's competing with toys that are multiple times more expensive than it. It's trying to replicate some of the functionality of those much more expensive toys. Now, this isn't going to be the greatest toy you've ever used, but for its price, it's punching well above its weight. So this is the Gamer Cup right here, Gamer Cup, Game Cup. So it's meant to be like, it's supposed to be like a controller. Now the buttons don't do anything, they're just for show. But okay, so here's the purpose of the handles. When you're masturbating with like a toy with no handles, you're just holding it like this, like a fleshlight, your brain knows you're masturbating. Your brain knows you're holding like a fleshlight. The whole point of the handles is you could kind of sort of trick your brain to thinking that you're holding a controller instead of holding a fleshlight, kind of. This is very similar to other toys that I've reviewed, which have like handles to allow cowgirl, and that's what this does. But instead of, see those other toys, the toy kind of rests, and there's a part that goes up and down like this. With this one, the end comes out. But it also has suction. So again, this isn't, it's pretty good. Anyway, let me show you how the toy works. All right, so this looks like the warmer, dryer rod cap from the Leighton Future, but it literally does nothing. It's just a black plastic cap with like a dilating rod in it, and the dilating rod serves literally no purpose other than to possibly confuse you into thinking you're getting a built-in warming drying rod, and you are not. It is just a plastic rod that does nothing. All right, the inner insert is fine. It's white, it's got the textures. It's got a bullet vibrator built into it, which isn't really advertised. So the toy will thrust and vibrate, and it has suction. You can use them all at once, but I don't recommend it, and I'll show you why. Okay, so there's three buttons. Like, there's buttons on here, but they don't do anything. The three buttons on the toy that do something, you have a power button, a thrusting button, and a suction button. So I'll turn the power button on. Okay, and then you can hit thrust. And as you can see, instead of it thrusting inside, it thrusts out. So this is pretty powerful, as you can see. So what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to hold this by the game thing, but as you can see, just by holding it, you can feel it kind of wiggling. So what you really need to do is you need to kind of like hold this down. If you hold this down with the remote, it actually works pretty good. And this reminds me a lot of the Leighton, where it basically does cowgirl. Now this doesn't do cow, this kind of can simulate cowgirl, but as you can see, it's going to jump. Unless you can like brace this against something so that it can go up and down freely, it's going to jump if you try to push it against your stuff. All right, so that's the thrusting. Now there's different speeds. I guess there's basically three. All right, let me turn this off real quick, just to stop the thrusting. All right, so turn it back on. All right, now I'm gonna turn on the suction. Now the suction's pretty self-explanatory. It makes the toy tight. I don't know if you can see that. It's maybe hard to see. There is suction. It may be easier if I use my trusty squid friend. So this is my curious little squid friend, and he's gonna help demonstrate the suction. So we're just gonna shove Mr. Squid into the toy, and look, so I'm not touching it. You can see it sucking the squid into it. Like my hand, here's my hands, not touching it. So that's the suction, right? Now you can combine the suction and the thrusting. However, combining them is kind of counterintuitive, and I'll show you why. So I'm gonna turn the thrusting on while the suction is going. Now here's the problem. It's sucking you in, and so you can't really pull out. And so what's going to happen is you're going to jam it, or you're going to try to pull out, and it won't let. Well, this isn't really working as well as a live demonstration. All right, let me turn this off for just a second. Oh my gosh, let me turn this off. Turn off. Okay, so here's the problem. When it's thrusting in and out, you have like the friction of the lubed insert going up and down your shaft. When you have suction, it's trying to suck your dick in. And when you try to pull out, it fights you. Now, when you try to do both, the toy is moving up and down, but it's fighting itself because it doesn't want to let your penis thrust freely. It's trying to suck it in and hold it. So it's kind of counterintuitive. If you combine the thrusting and the suction, they kind of cancel each other out. Your dick will get sucked in, and then it won't freely, like, the friction will stop because it's being sucked in and held, and the thrusting will happen, but the thrusting, like, your dick won't go in and out. You'll just kind of pull the toy with you. And if you like, kind of try to hold the toy, then you're going to break the suction. So it's like either you have the suction or you have the thrusting. But if you try to combine the two, it doesn't really work. However, you can combine the two in the toy. You can have the suction and the thrusting going at the same time. They just don't work well together. But it's fine because you can use them individually. So if you want to have like a cowgirl toy, you can just use the thrusting. And then you just hold this down and you let it go up and down on you. It works really good. Then if you want to simulate like suction, you turn the suction on and you just have it, you use it manually because it doesn't really work well. You could try it with the suction, just be forewarned. If you try it with the suction, it's going to fight you, but you can do it. All right, that's about it. And like I said, there's a bullet vibrator in the insert. So if you take the insert out, you can see the bullet vibrator. Nothing to write home about. It's just in a little pocket. The insert's nothing, again, nothing to write home about. Just a basic insert. You could turn it inside out in the sink to clean it. Very easy to clean. It goes in pretty easily. Cleanup is fairly good. And because this is all one piece, you don't have to worry about like an enemy kind of inner chamber getting messed up. So easy to clean, easy to maintain. It has a lot of features, which you wouldn't expect for a $50 toy. And that's really the crazy thing about this. This toy is only $50. The only other thing is there is a port. So this is the power cord. It looks like a headphone kind of cord, but this is for the power. So you plug this into this front part, and that's how you charge it. This second one is for a hands-free suction cup mount, which this does not come with. So it's always kind of annoying when the toy comes with what's obviously for a suction cup mount, but doesn't actually come with a suction cup mount, because this would be a great hands-free toy. Now, the handles make it not hands-free, obviously, but because it feels like you're holding a game controller, it's like adjacent to hands-free, but an actual hands-free mount would have been appreciated. But again, here's the thing. This toy is $50. That's amazing. The fact that it has these features. Now, let me actually, one caveat. I need to show you something. This toy does jam. So let me turn on the thrusting to show what I'm talking about. So I'm going to take my curious little squid friend, and we're going to jam the toy. I'm going to show you how easy it is. All right, hold on. See? Now, it'll keep, once you stop pushing, it goes. Hold on. But you can hear that loud buzzing. It's probably breaking it. Anyway, the point is... Hold on, turn this off. Okay, the point is the motor isn't the most powerful. So you can jam it, particularly if you're using the suction and the thrusting at the same time, because your penis will get stuck in it and the thrusting will fight against it and you'll hear that jamming noise and the toy won't do anything. So if the motor was a lot more powerful, then maybe you can combine the suction and the thrusting together. That'd probably get really loud. You'd have like these farting, queefing noises as your penis was breaking the suction constantly. It would feel good, but it would be really noisy and probably a little bit rude, but it could be done. But unfortunately, the motor isn't strong enough for that. So it kind of just stops working. But again, very important, just don't use the thrusting and the suction at the same time. Use it as a thrusting toy or a suction toy, but not both, because the motor isn't strong enough. But this is a $50 toy. That's really the key. So the motor's not the best. It doesn't come with a suction cup mount, even though it has the thing for it built into the top. Other than those two things, I don't have any problems with this toy, especially for the price. Other than, like, this does nothing. this little cap with the thing, the dilator on it. This looks like this should be a warming rod or a drying rod. It's nothing. But it, whatever, it's not hurting anything. Just don't expect this to be like the Leighton Future where it has the drying heating rod built into it, because it does not. But for $50, for $50, this is a really good toy. I mean, there are pocket pussies, or just, I'm talking just basic fleshlights. That's just a pocket pussy with a plastic shell around it that are $50. So this isn't just a pocket pussy with a plastic shell. This thrusts, this sucks, this has a vibrating bullet, like, for the same price. So you're getting a lot more toy than you're used to for this price point. So I really don't have any complaints about this toy, given its price range. And I do have a coupon code. So there's just no reason not to get this. This isn't the best toy you're going to get. Like, I recommend the Leighton kind of cowgirl robot over this, if you're looking for that type of a toy. But the Leighton toy is like $200. So that's the issue. If you're spending $200, you're going to get a much better toy than this. But can I think of a toy that's better than this for $50? No. This is probably the best toy you're going to get for $50. In terms of the functionality and the use, and it just, it's easy to clean, it's easy to put together. I have no complaints. For the price point, I have no complaints. So yeah, go ahead and pick this up. Use the coupon code, save a little bit of money. That's all really I have to say. Excellent toy for the price, excellent value. So thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.